주가 Jesus said his law, as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death until he comes. He told us that we should do this in remembrance of him. This is a memorial service. The purpose of this service is to remind you that in spite of all of your sin and rebellion, God loved you so much, he sent his holy, only begotten Son, his Holy Son, to take the responsibility and the guilt of your sin and to die in your place. And God demonstrated his love to you in the cross of Jesus Christ. Through the scourging where his body was broken, through the cross where his blood was shed, God demonstrated his love for you, creating a new covenant whereby you could come into fellowship with God. So, because it is intended that we be reminded of Jesus Christ, his death for our sins, I'd like to read John's account of the death of Jesus. Then delivered Pilate to the Jews Jesus Christ to be crucified. And they took Jesus and led him away. And he, bearing his cross, went forth into a place that is called the place of the skull. In the Hebrew, it is Golgotha, where they crucified him and two others with him, one on either side, and Jesus in the middle. And Pilate wrote a title, and he put it on the cross. The writing was, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. And this title many of the Jews read But the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and it was written in Hebrew and Greek and Latin. And then said the chief priest of the Jews to Pilate, "Don't write the King of the Jews, but that he said, 'I am the King of the Jews.'" And Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written." Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, they took his garments, and they made four parts. Every soldier received a part. They took also his coat, but the coat was without seam. It was woven from the top throughout. And they said therefore among themselves, "Let's not tear it, but let's cast lots for it, whose it shall be, that the scripture might be fulfilled, which said, 'They parted my raiment among them, but for my vesture they did cast lots.' These things, therefore, the soldiers did. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. And when Jesus saw his mother and the disciple standing by whom he loved, he said unto his mother, 'Woman, behold thy son.' Then he said to the disciple, 'Behold thy mother.' And from that hour that disciple took her unto his own home. Now after this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, in order that the scripture might be fulfilled, said, 'I thirst.' Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar and put it upon hyssop and put it to his mouth. And when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, 'It is finished.' And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit." Now the Jews, because it was the preparation, in order that the body should not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day, for that Sabbath day was a high day, they begged Pilate that the legs of the prisoners might be broken, that they might be taken away. And so the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first and the other which was crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and there came forth blood and water. And he saw it, and he bore record. His record is true. And he knows that what he says is true, that you might believe. For these things were done, that the scripture should be fulfilled, "A bone of him shall not be broken." And again another scripture, "They shall look on him whom they pierced." When Peter, on the day of Pentecost, addressed the crowd of people that had gathered to observe the spiritual phenomena that accompanied the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, he began to preach a message to them about Jesus Christ. He gave 7 points. The center point was the resurrection. That's the heart of the gospel that we preach. Without the resurrection, we have no gospel. But he first of all identified the person that he was going to talk to them about, Jesus of Nazareth. He declared that he was proved to be from God by the signs and the wonders which he did. And Jesus often called to his works as a witness to his validity being the Son of God. "The works that I do not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. The works also that I do, they bear witness to you that I am of the Father." But Peter then said, you with your wicked hands, according to the predeterminate counsel and the foreknowledge of God, have crucified and slain. Now, as Peter talks about the cross, he talks about God's predetermined plan, predeterminate counsel. He talks about the foreknowledge of God. And of course, he can do that. Because as John points out, as Matthew points out, in the crucifixion and death of Jesus Christ, scriptures were being fulfilled one after another. The whole scene that day was the fulfillment of scriptures. All over the Old Testament, there were scriptures that told about the Messiah, his suffering, his death. Not a bone of him would be broken. They would part his garments. But for his vesture, they would cast lots. And all of these things were done, we are told, that the scriptures might be fulfilled. The very fact that it was prophesied shows that it was a part of God's predetermined plan. It was God's foreknowledge. It was God's predetermined plan to redeem you from your sin through the blood of his Son, Jesus Christ, that you might know the joy and the blessing of being one with God. And that's what communion means, and that's what fellowship means, becoming one with God. And so this is the covenant whereby you can become one with God. As we eat of the bread, partaking of the body of Christ, as we drink of the cup, receiving that covenant that God has made through the blood of Jesus Christ, we enter into that beautiful, full fellowship with him. And through Christ, with each other. For he is the common bond whereby we are unified. In Christ, there is neither Greek nor Jew, barbarian, Scythian, bond or free. He is all, and he is in all. And so what a joy and what a blessing that he has made us one. One together as co-laborers for him in this great needy world for which we have just prayed. May God help us to realize that oneness that we share with God and with each other as we partake of the body and the blood of our Lord. We're going to ask the men to come forward at this time to help us in the distribution of the cup and of the bread. You can each hold your bread until we have all been served, and then we will partake together. And the same also with the cup. Hold your cup until we've all been served, and then we'll partake together. it is in heaven. Thank you, Lord, that your kingdom has come to our lives. Thank you, Lord, that we have found Jesus Christ as King and have submitted to him as Lord. And now we accept and receive the covenant in the blood of Jesus Christ. We receive now the strength, the healing from his body that was broken for us, giving thanks in his name. Amen. Shall we receive the broken bread? If you are sick, need of healing, needing a touch of God, receive it now through the body of Jesus Christ. The body was broken for you.
From his heart to hold in our hand the cup. We remember that Jesus endured the cross, despised the shame, shed his blood for the remission of our sins. Lord, we realize it was for us you died, gave yourself, in order that we might live in newness of life, in fellowship with God. We might have that gift of eternal life. Lord, we thank you for the new covenant. We gladly accept and receive it as we partake of the blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Shall we stand? I will serve you because I love you. You have given life to me. I was nothing until you found me. You have given life to me. Heartache, broken people, ruined lives are why you died on Calvary. Your touch is what I long for. You have given life to me, and I will serve you because I love you. You have given life to me. I was nothing until you found me. You have given life to me. Heartaches, broken people, ruined lives are why you died on Calvary. Your touch is what I long for. You have given life to me. Thank you, Father, for the richness of the blessing of your word that we have received this week. Thank you, Father, for the richness of the blessing of your presence that we have experienced. Thank you, Father, for the richness of the blessing of spending time together with our brothers and with our sisters, our co-laborers, Lord, that you have called to be together with us in this vineyard as we seek, Lord, to bring forth fruit for your glory. Let the fruit abide. Purge us, cleanse us, that we might bring forth more fruit. And Lord, lead us into that place of commitment, of openness to the things of the Spirit, yieldedness to the touch of your hand, that we will bring forth much fruit, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Amen. God bless you.
This is the end of side two and the end of this message. If you would like further information, please write to Chapel Tapes. The address is P.O. Box 8000, Costa Mesa, California, 92628. Or call our toll-free lines. If you're calling outside of California, the number is 1-800-272-WORD. For those calling inside California, the number is 1-800-282-WORD. May God richly bless you as you continue to study His Word.